So ist die Marriage Today. In the first epistle to the Corinthians in chapter 7, the Apostle Paul gives us some hints about a marriage with someone of a foreign religion. If there is a couple, and one of them becomes a follower of Christ and discovers, oh, I've been wrong, and starts living with Jesus, now what to do now? Should this person separate himself, herself, from her, his marriage partner? Paul says, if the other person behaves normal, still normal, if there is no bad reaction to your decision, stay there. And live as a Christian, as a follower of Christ, that through your behavior, through your changed attitude toward things in life, your husband, your wife, may discover how fine it is to live with Jesus. But if there is a bad reaction and strife each day, conflict, battles, if your husband, for example, shouts with you, you get strokes and so on, leave. For peace, God has called you. Leave. And then for those who are not yet married and are looking around, is there somewhere for me? And find someone they like the faith, but then they discover, oh no, different religion. Then God says, never ever do this. You want to unite with someone who is not in harmony with you in religion? Do not do this. I've seen that happen so often. People fell in love, then they say, oh, we will manage. And I will tell them, you will not. You will be the first who is able to manage that. It's not possible. And they do not believe. And some years afterwards, sometimes some months afterwards, they say, you were right. I have no chance. When we talk about religion, there's a fight, a battle on. What will happen when we have children? I will say about this, they will say, my partner will react like this. Oh, I've made a mistake. So it's always better to listen to God beforehand. When God tells you, do not do this. It makes sense, obeying His word. You will not be lucky. And because He wants you to be lucky, therefore He says, do not act like this. Do not marry a partner with a different religion. Do not do this. It will be dangerous for you. Very dangerous for you. When Paul was asked by the Corinthians, he was asked because some did not know what to do now. They had already been married and now they had found Jesus. And then therefore his advice. Sometimes the partner in your marriage, when you follow Jesus as Jesus wanted you to follow him, I'm impressed by your new behavior. Once I remember, a person who was really impressed that the marriage partner had changed so completely after having found Jesus. And one day, when they had a fight, a quarrel, the man who was not in the church said to his wife, "Go to the Seventh-day Adventist church." It was Sabbath morning. "It will do you good. It's much easier to live with you when you come back from church." Nice, isn't it? He had discovered when she was in church service, when she had heard God's word, it was easier to live with her in a marriage. She had shown through her different behavior, through her changed behavior, it's fine to live with Jesus.